Welcome everybody to the Mountain Mind Tricks podcast. I'm so excited you're here. I'm so excited just to express myself, just to speak, just to give myself a platform to talk to you about all the amazing things that Mountain Mind Tricks is up to, and just to explore consciousness, alternative therapy, quantum physics, Qigong, Chinese medicine, sacred numbers. I mean, let's just get into it. Let's go down that rabbit hole. Let's just go down the metaphysics of healing. I'm so excited to hear. Let's do this thing. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Mountain Mind Tricks podcast. I'm so excited to be here with you. And just today, I really want to talk to you about gestalts and mental emotional release, and gestalts like a psychology word. And I know it from an NLP perspective. And so I just want to dive deep into some of the mental emotional release and gestalts and how these things really get to the root cause, how mental emotional release is so powerful because it gets to the root of a gestalt. Now I'm going to explain this word. I'm going to explain it really well. So let's just say, I want you to imagine like a pearl necklace or some sort of necklace with beads. Okay. So each bead of the necklace is, say, an emotional event. And on a necklace, sometimes there's bigger beads, right? There's like a pattern. There's, you know, 10 beads and a bigger bead and 10 beads. So there's kind of bigger emotional events. And if we think of this necklace as our timeline, there's, you know, some smaller emotional events and some really big emotional events, like a significant emotional event. Okay. And these are big ones in life, like a huge breakup, like a huge car accident, or like something major happens. Life is a significant emotional event. Like, it's kind of a life-changing event, right? And sometimes we have more than one. And with these, with a gestalt, is basically unconscious mind begins to label these events, you know, and starts to, if you think about it like a computer, it starts putting them in a folder and starts organizing them. So the unconscious mind is gonna be like, okay, that was anger. You know, that was a pretty small event of anger. I'm going to label that and put it in the folder. Oh, anger came up again. I'm going to label that and put it in the folder. And this was a huge anger event. I'm going to put it in the folder. And all of a sudden you have all this group of events with sprinkled in these significant emotional events in this one folder of anger. Well, at a certain level in the unconscious mind, there's also the root cause is in that folder. The root cause, the very first time you felt anger. Now, I'm going to share something personally. For me, my anger, the very first time I felt anger was actually in the womb. You know, I'm not quite sure like how many months or all those things, but I remember my own mental emotional release. There was a time where I was working on anger and it was like, wow, it's like I felt it in the womb for the first time. I mean, that's pretty amazing, right? And so that was the first event. And it, usually the first event's not a strong event. It's not the big one, but it's the first time. Now, what happens in life as we get older, we get more significant emotional events, we get more smaller events of anger, right? And they start stacking up and they start creating this longer necklace or longer timeline that's connected, right? And so with a gestalt, what happens is, you know, that would be a gestalt of anger, all of these events and on along, you know, connected, labeled in a folder, that would be a gestalt in a way. Now, what's so interesting about the unconscious mind is that, say something happens to you tomorrow, right, that kind of makes you angry, but there's something that makes you like blow up. And it's one of those things, like, you ever had that experience where something made you angry, but it's like this total out of proportion, unwarranted, just rage pours out of you. Like, you just want to destroy the world, right? Well, it's not actually the event in that moment. It's not the thing that just happened to you. What's happening at an unconscious level is that event made you angry. In the unconscious mind, oh, I know what anger is. Let's pull up this whole folder and let's light up the entire gestalt of anger or the entire timeline all the way back to the first time you felt anger. So it's not just one event of anger in the moment. It's literally all of them on your entire timeline. It's every single event of anger gets lit up. And so it's not just angry now, it's angry throughout your entire life is getting activated. And that's where this rage, like people with road rage, like it's not about somebody cutting them off. It's not that big a deal, right? It's something way deeper, way, way deeper. Now, I think there's something I've seen in myself and so many other clients that I've worked with, because, you know, I specialize in really at this point, just because the amount of clients I've gotten from Wildland Fire, it's like I kind of specialize in PTSD. You know, I'm not a licensed professional. That's not something I advertise necessarily, but it's like my clients come to me with serious, hardcore traumas, like really high level trauma. So I've gone through my own traumas. I've helped so many people release these traumas, and what I've seen. And I think the best analogy, if you have any snow science, this is the best. If you understand snow science, awesome. If you don't, I'm going to try and make this as simple as possible. Every time it snows, especially in the Rocky Mountain area, so Rocky Mountain snowpack, okay, Wyoming, Colorado, Montana, these areas, the first snow of the year is like the base. And I know that sounds simple, but it's like, okay, like that literally sets the tone for the entire winter and avalanche danger. Like that first snow, and also how cold it gets, because it's going to get certain crystals. And so that first snow is everything. Like it determines the entire season generally. Now more storms come and it buries that layer, and more storms come and it buries that layer. And then it'll get really, really cold in the Rockies, right? And you'll get this, what they call frost hoar. So it's these crystals that grow. It's almost like those crystal, it's almost like a chemistry set, you know, where you grow the crystals in the plastic thing. It's like these crystals grow up and they're sticking straight up. And then a snow comes and it buries that layer. And it's almost like, kind of acts like bearings, right? And then another storm comes and another storm comes, and eventually there's enough wind or enough snow load or a skier or a snowmobile or something. And what happens is this snow just drops, it fractures, and it slides on that layer. Okay. So if you have some snow science, you know, it's a bit more complicated than that, but that's as the best way I can simplify it. So at a certain level, at a layer somewhere in the snowpack, it's really weak. And we keep adding, you know, layers and layers and layers until all of a sudden everything just fractures and drops and slides and creates an avalanche. Well, what I've seen with the post-traumatic stress is that there is a weak layer somewhere in the person's psychology. There is a weak layer from their childhood, most likely from a father or mother, some sort of aspect that's, it's just a weak layer. And I'm not, you know, there's no judgment. It's not bad. It's not good. It's just there's something that's unresolved at a very, very deep layer. And so they go throughout life and they have these gestalts, like we said, they have the significant emotional events. And then something like Wildland Fire comes up, or city fire, or first responders, or it doesn't even matter. Maybe, you know, something else that's really intense comes on in their life. But with the Wildland Firefighters, it's like, just like the snowstorms, it's like every fire is like a snowstorm, and you're just adding pressure and you're adding pressure and you're adding pressure until eventually just that weak layer deep down in the psychology snaps. And there's an avalanche in the psyche. And this is where, to me, PTSD really begins to develop. And so traditionally, a lot of, you know, traditional therapists are going to say, you know, the trauma is the biggest deal. The trauma is the big thing. Like, we need to focus on the trauma. We need to do the desensitization and really, you know, go into the trauma and really look at it and all these things. When in my mind, you know, yes, the trauma is a big deal, but it's actually, we got to go deeper. We've got to go way deeper. We've got to go to that weak layer. We've got to make it strong. And that weak layer is your greater problem. Like, what's the greater problem? And again, you've probably heard me say this before, but it's like something like, I'm not good enough. I'm unlovable. I don't deserve what I want. Like, these things, everybody's so different. And sometimes they're not anything like that. Sometimes they're just totally way off the wall. And that's great. That's the way they are. So it's that weak layer, that greater problem. And again, back to the gestalt, the thing that I've seen is that the traumas later in life or on the fire line or whatever it is, that trauma triggers that greater problem. So again, it comes back to that gestalt or that theory of like it's in a folder. So it's not just the trauma, it's everything that's related that's labeled to that I'm not good enough or whatever it is. And honestly, unless you've done a lot of therapy with a therapist, the clinical therapist, you probably don't know what your greater problem is. But if you've gone to therapy for a couple of years, I would say there's a really, really good chance you know exactly what that greater problem is. You know it. Because I've done a lot of breakthrough sessions with people that they've been in therapy for 10 years and they show up to do the detailed personal history and they're like, yeah, this is my greater problem. I already talked about it. Okay. There it is. So a lot of times, though, you don't know exactly at a conscious level. It takes some work. It takes some unpacking. And so it's hard to see it. It's hard to see, especially in yourself, of like, wow, this trauma actually triggered something way, way deeper. And it's all connected. It's all part of the same label. And so with the mental emotional release, if we can release that root cause, that root deep weak layer thing, the greater problem, release all the baggage and then deal with the traumas. This is really successful. I've seen a lot of success with this. And the other aspect to it is it's interesting. My beliefs get stretched every time I do it. But the technique that I call it is a soul retrieval, right? And the idea is that whenever there's trauma, the unconscious mind kind of splits the consciousness a little bit. What I mean by that, it's almost as if your mind drops a piece of yourself there. Okay. And so it's so common in the post-traumatic stress where, you know, the dreams are coming up or the mind just can't stop thinking about that one event, right? It's as if there's energy stuck that's just spinning in that event, and it's just spinning and spinning and spinning. And it's just, you know, the brain, we know for a fact, we know you can think about working out. You can literally think about working out and gain muscle mass at a physical level. So just by thinking about that event over and over, you're re-traumatizing constantly. And so the body doesn't know. The body thinks you're in that event still. It's pretty wild, right? Like your body thinks you're in the trauma every single day. And so what I mean by a soul retrieval is actually going along the timeline, going back to the very first time you split off consciousness, the very first trauma, if you will, of your life or huge stress, going into the event and looking around kind of through hypnosis and gathering all that energy. And then coming back along your timeline and gathering all of the other parts, all the other energies that you left. And so these three things of really getting to the weak layer, the greater problem, clearing all the trauma with like a fast phobia model, and doing the soul retrieval, these three things put together has been a huge, huge relief for people with severe trauma. It's honestly, it's pretty amazing. And, you know, there's certain levels. There's levels where, you know, I think there's certain levels where there's trauma, there's severe trauma, and then there's, at a certain point, it gets clinical, where there's so much trauma that literally parts of the brain are shutting off. Like, if you look at severe PTS, post-traumatic stress on brain scans and stuff, there's actually, like, there's areas where the brain is just shut off. Like it looks like a brain injury. There's that much trauma. So there's levels to this, right? There's certain levels of how bad the PTS is. So what I've seen is success with a lot of these things. And I think the highest level, when it gets super clinical and it's in the body and there's a lot of medical issues going on, they need a psychiatrist or psychologist, somebody that's at a higher level than me in a adjunct or complementary, right? I'm a complementary practitioner, so I work with people. You know, at this level, at a severe level, that client's going to have a medical doctor. They're going to have alternative practitioner like a chiropractor or functional medicine or acupuncture or Reiki massage, something like that. They're going to have me, so more of the alternative therapy. They might have a therapist as well or psychiatrist. There might be medications involved. And so it begins to get really, really complex pretty quickly in these severe cases. And so what I've seen when it's at that level, you know, that it might be, they might need some plant medicine. And I think that's, you know, I have my own thoughts. I'm not quite ready to share about my thoughts on plant medicine right now, but I think that is the time when it's really powerful, and in conjunction with therapy, you know, with a breakthrough session, like these things coming together to create that total holistic approach to it. And I think it's a tool. It's a tool that's out there that I think can be really, really powerful for people. And so severe cases, I think there's certain levels, you know, and with these gestalts, when we change them, it's so interesting because when you have something that is so deep, when you have this weak layer that's so deep and so compounded by stress and trauma, there's an aspect of protection. And what I mean by that, especially, you know, when I was a wildland firefighter, it was like, it got to a certain point where like the only place I felt safe was like in the face of like hardcore firefighting. Like we're pushing hard up a ridgeline, we're putting in line, we're burning out, right? We're like doing the thing. Like we are out there in the face of danger. And like that's when I felt safe. And then I would come home and be like, there's nothing going on. I'm like really bored. And it was just like, that felt terrifying to me. And so there's this protective app. It's like people get addicted to adrenaline. Like, oh, I got to go skydiving. I got to go wingsuit jumping. I've got to go rock climbing. I've got to go slacklining, right? It's like something that's always, always, always pushing that adrenaline over and over and over again. It's like, there's a reason for that. And I think the firefighter folks, you know, that's part of why they're so drawn. And you'll hear people on the line say, man, this is like therapy out here. You just get to burn shit and cut shit and do all these things. And it's so true, right? Because there's that perspective. Like you feel safe in the trauma. And so when we release these things, we've got to work on the motivation and the strategies. And, you know, you might be really, really motivated to be physically fit so you can, you know, be safe on the fire line, right? Or physically, you're really, really motivated to be physically fit for a specific reason. But when you release these gestalts or the major baggage with mental emotional release, it's like that motivation might not be there anymore. It'd be like, I'm just not motivated to work out anymore. I'm not motivated to do this thing anymore because what motivated you was a move away from. It's a move away from energy. In other words, I don't want that, so I'm going to really, really do this. And it's what's, I think, one of the most powerful things about what I'm talking about here is that when we release these things and we change the mindset, all of a sudden it goes from running away from things to running toward what you want and working toward what you want, being the person you want to be. You see how much more empowering that is? So I think that's one of the biggest things is changing this perspective of moving away from to moving towards something in life. So beautiful. It's such a life-changing energy shift, mindset shift, emotional shift, to go from, I really don't want this anymore, I'm going to do this thing to run away from it, I'm not going to face it, to, this is what I do want in life. This is who I want to be. I think that's one of my favorite parts to see when we release these big gestalts. And people's come back, when, you know, when they come back to their body. That's part of what PTSD is. PTS is, you're not in your body. You're stuck in the event. Like, your life force energy is just draining and draining and draining because you're not in the event. You're not in your life. You're in the event still. So when we clear all the baggage and come back into the body, it's like, wow, I'm alive again, right? I love that. That's when somebody comes back in their bodies, just the light in their eyes, like, I'm alive. I'm free. I'm empowered. Wow. So beautiful. So that's gestalts, mental emotional release, PTSD, you know. I think it's a powerful thing. These techniques are really powerful. And it's just, I think I'm in awe every day, because doctors, traditional therapists, these people say, you know, what I'm talking about isn't possible. But I've seen it so many times. I've seen it myself. I've seen it in other people. I've seen it in my clients. I've seen other practitioners' clients. Like, when we change the energy, change the mental, we change the emotional, like, there's a physical result in your life, in your body, in how you show up and who you are. And it's just, it's soul level healing. That's just the only way I can explain it. You know, and I think that's all of these things. It just reawakens you to who you are at a deeper level, your purpose, your soul, your spirit, whatever you want to call it, which, you know, mainstream psychology is like anti-spirit. You know, your mind is a machine. It's mechanical and it's only chemistry. Like, wow, that is so far from the truth. You're a spirit being. You have light. You have life force energy. It's the quantum physics of who you are. Yeah. So that's gestalts and mental emotional release. I hope you find that interesting, and hope you find some value. And if you want to learn more, just please reach out. I'm here. I would love to just talk to you and unpack a little bit of what you're going through, and just, you know, please reach out. Please reach out. I'd love to talk to you. So thank you so much. Thank you for just allowing me to share from my heart and just allowing me to express myself. And I just love you all. And thank you for listening, and so many blessings to you and your family. Thank you for listening today. Thank you for just being here with me. And if you want to check out the website at Mountain Mind Tricks, there's so many offerings. We have the group program, Collective Alchemy, where we're all coming together and work on manifestation and prayer and group intention and really maximizing our manifestation power, along with some coaching and release work and energy healing. And then, of course, the signature breakthrough sessions. I'm always here for you to help you just go beyond where you're at in your life and just build your foundation so you can become that person you want to be in your life. And I just look so forward to supporting you, either through the podcast, my free events, my live events in Portland, or doing a breakthrough session or joining the group. I just look forward to supporting you, to meeting you, to helping guide you through the dark places in your life. And just, I want to say thank you. I love you, and so many blessings to you and your family.